VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the Internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk, coming your way from VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have quite a sensitive topic we're going to be talking about today. I hope it instills fear in the hearts of and minds of many, but I just want you to be alerted if you've got very young children standing by that you may want to get them involved in something else so that you can learn information yourself and be able to convey it in a way that you deem most appropriate with your children. Human trafficking, or some will say sex trafficking, is a plague that is not just occurring in third world nations, but right here in our United States of America. As a matter of fact, this trafficking is the second largest criminal industry in the world. And joining this trafficking movement, lock, stock, and barrel, is the abortion industry. As abortion is crucial, it's crucial to keeping the sex trafficking industry going. Well, here to discuss this critical issue, we welcome back to Crosstalk Brad Mattis, the president and CEO of Life Issues Institute. They're headquartered in Cincinnati. Their mission is that of assuring through education equal protection under the law for all human beings from the beginning of their biological life at fertilization until natural death. Brad, thank you for joining us today on the broadcast.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Brad, as we talk about this matter of human trafficking or sex trafficking in America, how many are involved in this? I mean, so often we put blinders on our eyes here. We think this is something that's just happening overseas.
Oh, yes. It's happening all around us, right under our noses. And as far as the number of victims, that's probably harder to come up with. But I'm guessing that millions of people are involved in this industry. As you said, it's second only to the drug industry as far as our crime syndicates go.
Well, what kind of money is involved in the trafficking industry?
Oh, hundreds of millions of dollars. You've got, as I think comes out during our program, one person who has what they call a stable of girls, sometimes boys, will generate well over $350,000, sometimes as much as $1 million per year for those individuals.
Wow.
Now, then replicate that time and time again in communities, and large and small, all across the nation. And then you have a better idea of the money involved.
Who's at risk? Who's a target of this trafficking industry?
Well, they target young girls mostly, young boys too. They will actually sit at malls and observe girls who are on their own or who may be estranged from their parents, who may be dabbling in drugs. They know all of the areas, the weak links to take advantage of. One of the individuals that got out of this industry was what she called the bottom girl, which is one of the chief people in charge. She was actually kidnapped into this industry and then became part of it. And she went into a mall to demonstrate. Now she has an organization that helps girls get out. She befriended three young girls, and within 20 minutes, she had them in her van out of a mall in an upper-middle-class neighborhood.
Wow. You've got some very, very startling information on your website, and here's one quote. One out of every three kids who run away from home within 48 hours will be approached by a human trafficker. Think about that, folks. One out of every three kids who run away from home within 48 hours will be approached by a human trafficker. The average age of entry for girls is between the ages of 12 to 14, and for boys, 11 to 13. Brad, I'm startled at that.
Yeah, and it's just shocking. And that's one of the reasons, Jim, we're doing this special, because this information has to get to the American public about what is happening around us. It is at epidemic levels. And sometimes our laws that we have in various states unwittingly help facilitate this type of thing.
We're talking about a special that Life Issues Institute has put together called Victims in the Shadows. And we're going to be telling you more about that special, how you can get more information on it and this issue. But Brad, as we talk about this issue, I know gangs even come into the picture here, and we often think of drug activity with gangs, but I understand that gangs are now actually running girls.
Absolutely. There's more money in it because you can sell drugs only once, and then you have to go out and get more. You can sell a young person over and over and over again.
Is there any correlation between sex trafficking and prostitution?
Well, the two are basically the same. It's illegal in most parts of the country. Where you have trafficking, normally it's against the will of the victims who are being marketed, and that's a big distinction.
We know that young people in particular are just magnets to social media. What role does social media have in sex trafficking?
Jim, I think it plays the major role in identifying, locating, and either recruiting or stealing children into this industry. Those people who have used social media so effectively are monitoring what your kids are doing online. And that's why it's so vitally important that parents be aware of what their kids are doing online. So many have shared so much personal information about themselves that make them easy pickings for these pimps and dealers in human trafficking.
I see an important as well, Brad, for parents to be talking to their children about all the personal information that they're putting into social media. You know, I'm depressed today. I'm going through a rough time today. And it seems like every emotion, every thought of a person is ending up on social media. It's not just a private message to a friend. This is going out everywhere.
And this makes them highly vulnerable to people picking them up, pulling them into a better life, of offering them good clothes and expensive jewelry, neat phones, and all the material things that they could want to have. And if the kid posts on social media that he's really upset with his parents for whatever reason, I'm going to the mall with my friends to get away from them, that particular trafficker will head for the mall.
Hmm. Who is the typical purchaser of these girls or even boys?
Yeah, the problem is there's no one typical, Jim. It crosses all lines of society. It's both white collar and blue collar. It's politicians, doctors, attorneys, truck drivers, mechanics, and sad to say, it's even pastors. In Toledo, Ohio, a few months ago, three pastors were arrested for buying the services of trafficked victims.
Hmm. Brad, is there any connection between this topic of sex trafficking and major sporting events? I mean, we got, there's the Super Bowl, the World Series, the Olympics. What connection is there?
Oh, there's a direct link. One of the guests I have on my program specifically goes to the Super Bowl every year. And with their experience, they're able to monitor the situation outside the stadium. And she talked about one intervention they did where two young freshmen from a Christian college were being circled literally by potential pimps. And somebody intervened and pulled them away, and they put them in their van and took them home.
Brad Mattis is our guest today. He's president and CEO of Life Issues Institute, and this problem of human trafficking is in itself something to be gravely concerned about. And you may ask, why is a pro-life organization taking such interest into this? And Brad, that's what I want to talk about here as well, because you have found that there is an actual tie between the abortion industry and the human trafficking industry.
Yes, it's absolutely essential to human trafficking to have abortion on demand. And we have learned from observing undercover videos of Planned Parenthood where the staff has outrightly participated with people who are posing as pimps with human trafficking. They get the money. Planned Parenthood doesn't care whether they treat them for sexually transmitted diseases or give them abortions. That's money in their pocket. And when you have somebody being sold time and time again for sexual activity, pregnancies are going to occur time and time again. And now many of them know they can whisk them off to Planned Parenthood or some other abortion facility who isn't going to report them in spite of the danger and situation that these young people are in.
And so many states have laws pertaining to this. Does Planned Parenthood, do they probe in situations? I mean, I'm sure that they are suspect. Are they alert to the sex trafficking industry whereby they're ready to call in authorities if they suspect something?
Well, thanks to these videos, undercover videos that have been taken and exposed, we believe now that there are the government entities, the State Department of Justice, that are instigating investigations into these activities. It's just been such an uphill battle, Jim, because Planned Parenthood and their ilk are viewed as above the cut, and they're not believed to be involved in something so horrific.
And I understand that some of these undercover videos actually show that the abortionists have been rather accommodating to the sex traffickers and even giving ways to skirt the law.
Yes, we have seen evidence, Jim, that they're working hand in hand with the trafficking industry. And that's what's so appalling about this. And another reason why we need to expose this and show it for what it is. And then you add to that that we as taxpayers are giving Planned Parenthood over $500 million each year, and this is part of what they're doing with that money.
Is it true that in this whole industry of sex trafficking and its relationship to abortion that you'll actually have one of those involved in the ownership and the trafficking, that they actually pose as a parent of one of these girls in order to get an abortion?
Yes, that happens on a regular basis. As our bottom girl told us during an interview, that she doesn't pose herself. She hires somebody to pose as the parent or legal guardian of these children that are pregnant so that they can go in and get abortions.
How often are girls referred for abortion?
By the trafficking industry?
Yeah.
I don't believe we have those numbers.
Hmm.
They're not reported, certainly. And Planned Parenthood wouldn't cooperate in keeping track of them.
I'm guessing STDs must also be very rampant?
Yes, yes. And that is part of the regular treatment that they get at Planned Parenthood. Between STDs and pregnancy tests and abortions, they give them quite a bit of business.
Why would it be? I can't imagine that girls would be happy being enslaved or entrapped in this way. Why is it hard for them to leave this industry?
Well, they've been brainwashed, Jim. They've been told that their parents don't care about them anymore. And if their last experience was an estrangement from their parents, that would just be reinforced time and time again. And they're saying your parents aren't even looking for you. They don't care about you. When in reality, many of the parents are frantically searching for their children to find them and bring them back home. Eventually, too, they're told your parents wouldn't want any part of you now that you've been doing this. And if we tell them that you've been selling your body for a living, then they wouldn't want any part of you anymore.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. A very startling topic today. Brad Mattis is our guest from Life Issues Institute. We're talking about human trafficking and abortion. And after the break, we're going to find out what's a parent to do. What role does a church have in all of this? How do we identify human trafficking? We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do comets come from?
Chris, the short-period comets, like Halley's Comet, can make only a few trips around the sun before they completely disintegrate. Yet there are a number of short-period comets. Obviously, to support a billions-of-years-old solar system, evolutionists need an inexhaustible supply of short-period comets. Thus, they had proposed a belt of comets called the Kuiper Belt orbiting the Sun near Neptune. They had no evidence of such a zone of comets, but figured it must be there to salvage their theory. Well, now we have the telescopes and spacecraft able to search this zone, and we found less than 4% of what they need. Thus, this dreamland of comets needed to salvage Big Bang ideas has been disproved. What hasn't been disproved is the creation story. That's the one that's given back in Genesis.
For more on creation, visit our website at www.icr.org.
The website.
Stand by. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We're covering a very sensitive but important topic, and that is human trafficking and abortion. And folks, we can poke our head in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist, but it's rampant. It's happening all across this nation and, yes, around the world as well. We know as Olympians gather in world places that it runs rampant, and it runs rampant in major sporting events such as the Super Bowl, World Series-type events, college playoffs, and on it goes. Brad Mattis with us from Life Issues Institute, and we're going to talk about some specifics, but, Brad, I know that there are resources that are available to help families, help parents, to help churches that you have available right through your website.
Absolutely. If we inform you that there's a problem, then we have to equip you with the tools to counter that. And if listeners will go to lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org, at the top of the panel you'll see a picture that says Victims in the Shadows. You click on that, and that puts you on the landing page for this radio special. Below the text there, you'll see a red outline box that says a downloadable resource. Clicking on that, then, is something that you can easily print out or share with others via electronically, and it tells you some key things. It helps you protect your children from human trafficking, such as how you start the conversation with your children and how you might do that. It is an opportunity for you to tell them how to try to avoid those situations, to build your children up so that they don't feel that they need to be involved in such activity or socialize with those type of people. Monitor your children's social media choices, as we've mentioned, and a big thing is pray for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, additional resources, we have a church community and school toolkit. These are put out by great faith-based people, especially the church toolkit. It tells you how you can counter this activity within your own church body, how you can create awareness and help others to counter it also. And then we also have indications of human trafficking, the specific things that you can watch for. And if you see something suspicious, there's a hotline number that you can easily remember and call. It's 888-3737-888. And when you call that number, all you have to do is share the situation. They take it from there, and you don't have to be involved. So it's an essential downloadable resource if you want to counter human trafficking.
Again, folks, you go to lifeissues.org. lifeissues.org. You'll see a banner across the websites called Victims in the Shadows. Victims in the Shadows. You click on that, it'll take you to an article at the bottom of the article on this very issue that addresses the matter. Over 27 million slaves worldwide, one out of every three kids who run away from home within 48 hours approached by a human trafficker. Down right below that article is a downloadable resource that's available. And then I see something else here, Brad. It says request a free DVD. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We did a two-part television program, Jim, on human trafficking. And that's what we pulled in part these interviews from for this radio special. But there's a lot of information that we couldn't get into a half-hour program. So if you would like that two-part DVD, we'll send it to you free of charge. Just click on there, fill out the information, and hit send, and then we'll fill that request here in the office.
Okay, so it's a great big red box there on the site, lifeissues.org. Click on the banner at the top, Victims in the Shadows. It takes you to the article. At the bottom of the article, two big red boxes, the downloadable resource, and request a free DVD. And just go through that mechanism, put in your name and address, they'll send you the DVD. And but you need to take the initiative at lifeissues.org. Brad, are there certain red flags that should warn of a potential trafficking situation?
Yes, and some of them are really common sense when you stop to think about it. But just think of a child or young teen in a situation that just doesn't make sense, doesn't match up. Say you've stopped at a rest stop along the interstate and you see a young teen wandering around by themselves, that is something you'd want to watch. If you see a young person with multiple hotel key cards. That's a red flag. If you see one with a wad of cash or one that doesn't meet you eye to eye, that doesn't seem to have information of where they're from and where they're going, if somebody is hovering around them that looks a little suspicious and is speaking for them to control what's said, be aware of that. Delta Airlines, the airline I happen to fly a lot, is actually so concerned that they're putting up signage in airports and bathrooms, ways for victims to text or phone for help, and then ways of educating the passengers. Time and time again, Jim, I'm hearing about flight attendants who have been trained and are now beginning to intercept victims being transported from city to city or country to country.
Hmm. So address the parent who says, this would never happen to my children.
Well, sadly, you are wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. This is happening around everywhere. And they're being found in the malls. They're being found at schools, playgrounds, anywhere where parents aren't, where people aren't paying attention. The only thing that they want is us to keep quiet, and they can continue victimizing people. So we have to be aware and share with people what's happening. And you need to be aware, if you send your kids off to the mall alone, that they may be followed, they may be targeted. Be careful about the social media, because that is the primary tool. So it's happening not across the tracks. It's happening in suburbs. It's happening at schools. One of the victims that I read about most recently had a master's degree, and they were able to pull her into the industry.
Hmm. You mentioned that parents need to monitor social media, and so often we just see young people just, you know, huddled by themselves onto their phones, their pads, iPads, whatever it may be, just thoroughly engrossed in social media. It really should be a wake-up call to parents on that issue.
Absolutely. At minimum, parents, you need to find out what your children have posted about them and your family online. Many of them post a profile. You need to get in there and look at that in detail. Anything that identifies them as to their location, their routines, you need to make sure is removed. These people will exploit anyone and any chance they get. And it's so severe that we just have to, as parents and grandparents, monitor the daily lives of our children and grandchildren.
How does a parent approach this topic with their children?
Well, it's in some ways, it's kind of the same way you would approach the topic of telling them about sex. At certain points where only the parents, I believe, understand at what level of conversation the children are ready for, then you get into it more and more as they get older. But they need to be warned that there are people around them that want to do them harm, that want to take them away from their parents, that want to keep them and make them do bad things. And it's very important that if a child gets into a situation that they call out for help, that they try to contact another grown-up or that they contact their parents as soon as possible.
Now, folks, again, I'm going to reiterate what I read earlier from Brad's site, and that is that the average age of entry for girls into sex trafficking is between ages 12 and 14, and for boys, ages 11 to 13. Brad, what role does a church have in this matter?
Oh, well, the church can do several things. And one of the things on the radio program, we have a pastor from a church who has been involved in this in California. One thing they can do is educate all of their members. They can also help educate their community. They can be a safe place for people to go to. They can educate parents on how to communicate with their children, provide them the resources that will help them. They can do programs or perhaps workshops on social media and how you need to be careful and what to avoid. Churches can be very involved, and let them know. The churches, it's very important that everybody understands they're a precious child of God and that they don't have to sell themselves to be loved, that they don't have to run away from home to be loved. And that's part of what the parents need to be stressing on a daily basis also.
Folks, again, I'd like to encourage you to get the complimentary DVD, a free DVD from Life Issues Institute on this very matter so that you might be informed, so that your church might be informed. And all you have to do is go to lifeissues.org. Write it down, lifeissues.org. You'll see a banner at the top of the page, Victims in the Shadows. Victims in the Shadows, you click on that, which takes you to an article on this. Below the article, you'll find the box to order the DVD. It's that simple, Brad.
That's right. That's right. And then we'll send it to you free of charge, and you can watch that, be educated, and you can share it with others. And if you have a list of people that you feel would benefit from that DVD, send it to us, and we'll be happy to get them the information.
Again, lifeissues.org is your gateway to get the information. How do we approach the issue if we suspect someone might be caught up in human trafficking?
Well, there's an 800 number, the hotline, that would be best to phone. This way, you don't have to be involved. You just alert them to what you've observed. They have their experience and expertise, and then they can take it from there. They can dispatch a police officer or an undercover agent to the location depending upon where you are. But that's one of the neat things about the ease of being involved and helping to defend these children is we can just be the eyes and ears for them. Just imagine the impact that you could have in reuniting a family and sparing these victims from being tortured on a daily basis.
And that human trafficking hotline, again, is 1-888-37-37-888. Pretty easy number, Brad, there to memorize and know.
Yes, and I've memorized it myself, and I've also put the number in my wallet and in my phone just in case I forget it. But I don't stop at a roadside rest stop or go to a mall or go to a gas station without now seeing my environment in a new light. And I think it behooves each and every one of us to just always be aware, as we would with terrorism. This is a form of domestic terrorism, sadly, and we need to be watchful, prayerful, and keep an eye out for their sake.
And again, that number is 1-888-37-37-888. Brad, I know you produced a radio special on this issue of Victims in the Shadows, and that's what this is about, really, is to open people's eyes to this very troubling issue and its connection to abortion as well.
Yes, and the main reason for that is because so many people don't understand to the extent that human trafficking has gone, the network that has built up all around us in our communities and pretty much everywhere we go. So it's important for this program to educate parents that their children are at risk and to equip them with ways that they can protect them.
We're going to take a break here. Folks, if you have a question you'd like to ask on this topic, pick up your phone and give us a call. Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Sadly, this is happening all across the nation. Sadly, children are in the crosshairs of those that are perpetuating the trafficking. We'll be right back. James 4:14 poses this thought, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, "But I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values." While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment. But out of God's great love, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed His blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in Him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, "Where Will You Spend Eternity?" To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829, 800-729-9829. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Brad Mattis is with us today from Life Issues Institute. And, folks, this is a serious issue that's going on in communities all across these United States. And I believe, Brad, we've been kind of blinded, or maybe it's willful blindness at times, to not really comprehending or understanding that this is happening right where we are.
Absolutely. You know, I think people think these are such horrific crimes that they couldn't actually be happening, much less around us. And I recall, Jim, when partial birth abortion, that late-term abortion, killing a child during delivery, so many people told me, I don't believe you. They don't allow that. That's too horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had all kinds of evidence. I fear that in some ways the American public thinks this is too horrific, that we're exaggerating the problem. But actually, I don't think it's even possible to exaggerate the extent of human trafficking.
How many times do we hear the news reports of girls gone missing or college students gone missing when they're off on their spring break or something of that nature? Is there a connection?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I see one of those cases, which is weekly, I see multiple of them. And the first question that comes to my mind, were they kidnapped into human trafficking?
Yeah. Well, folks, our lines are open. We welcome your questions today on this issue. We need to learn more information about it and certainly to be warning our children who are becoming victims. And sometimes it's just through what they believe are innocent social media posts or going off to the mall by themselves and just kind of wandering around in this lonely kind of state. Our phone lines are open here to Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Listeners, do you recognize this as being an issue? 800-733-9829. Bobby is our first caller. Bobby, you're on the air.
Hi. Jim, I've heard you, I've heard Vic for about 20-plus years. This is by far the most important show you've ever done. There's slaves in our midst. You go on the internet, it's a hunting ground. You go on Twitter or Facebook, especially Facebook. These are hunting grounds for people who capture and sell people. This is the epitome of evil.
Yeah.
I worked in the Far East for a while, and it's there. It's everywhere, but it's here too. And not one person in 100 has any awareness of it, much less, for example, you pointed out that if you rape a young lady hundreds of times every week, she's going to get pregnant. And eventually, you know, you got to deal with it if you want to keep getting money. So they take her to Planned Parenthood, they get the abortion, and then they put her right back to quote-unquote work. I don't have a better term for My point is that Planned Parenthood ought to be on your side. They ought to be the mandatory reporters. When they are drilled and expert on what are the signs to look for, just like you said, they ought to be the ones who know how to involve whoever are the right people in Wisconsin or elsewhere. This is a nationwide problem. There are at least 50,000 sex slaves in the United States right now. This is a source. This is a destination. This is a transit point for slaves. They're sex slaves.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything about it. And this would be a really good topic for you to hammer hard, really hard.
Well, that's what we're doing. Thank you, Bobby. And that's why we're addressing this issue today. And I'm so thankful to Brad for putting together a radio special, which, by the way, will be broadcast on the VCY American Network. But Brad has done a lot of research. He's done interviews. And, folks, the tools and resources are right on your website. But let me ask you, Brad, has Bobby carried this thing too far?
No. I think that passion and concern reflects the reality of the situation. And regarding the abortion, for instance, one of the women that we interviewed that was top in her under her pimp had to arrange for abortions, as I mentioned earlier. And when she herself got pregnant, she begged her boss not to force her to have an abortion. one of the young girls under her care, so to speak, got pregnant, and she was convinced that if she had an abortion, it would destroy her life. And as a result, she actually had the home raided where these girls were so that she would be rescued and that she would be avoided a forced abortion.
Thank you, Bobby, for the call.
Likewise, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, folks, the website, go to lifeissues.org. At least request the free DVD so you can learn what's going on here, folks. Lifeissues.org, and you'll see Victims in the Shadows, the banner at the top. Click on that. It'll take you to the article and to the page where you have a downloadable resource as well as requesting a free DVD. But you have to go to lifeissues.org for that info. Bonnie is calling from Duluth, Minnesota. Bonnie, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question because my husband had run to the grocery store a couple of years ago. And it took him a little longer to get back than what it should have been. And when he came home, he told me that along the way, he ran into this car, and it was full of women. It was four women in it, and they had a flat tire. They were all dressed really nice. It was in the middle of the day. And when he got done telling me, describing these women and everything, because he said they were very quiet, very polite, but it almost seemed like they were, something was not right. I said to him, it sounds like it was a sex trafficking thing with all these young women in this car. He doesn't believe that happens ever. He doesn't believe that there are people who would do anything that evil. But I thought to myself how sad it was. I, you know, just felt like these women were being held against their will. Is that, would people be in a car where they'd be able to open the door and walk away? Do they stay in a car? I mean, I don't know how bad it is. If I was there, I would have said, come with me, I'll bring you home.
Brett?
Yeah, it's very difficult to pull a girl out of a situation like that, according to the experts, because in some cases, they have put the fear of God into these girls that if they go run away or tell anyone that they will kill their family or their parents or themselves. And then in some cases, we can't really explain it. It's a psychology situation that is above my pay grade. But sometimes the girls actually, and boys actually look to their captors as their, the good guy and the person they look up to, the person that's provided them and feeding them and caring for them. And, of course, oftentimes the pimp or the boss is telling them that I'm the only one that loves you. I'm the only person that cares for you. And eventually I think they become brainwashed. Others feel that they are so part of something disgusting that nobody would want to have them in their lives again. And so they continue in what they believe is the best opportunity for them.
Bonnie, thank you for your call here today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. We've got a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Judy is calling from Kingsville, Ohio, and Judy, you're on the air.
Hi. One comment I'd like to make is if there were no demand for this horrible kind of sex with children, then there wouldn't be a need for a supply. Can you just comment on what anyone is doing legislatively or any other way to prosecute the Johns who make this business possible? And then my second question is, what about the pornography industry?
Mm-hmm.
Are these people being used for pornography? And if so, wicked men and some women who are involved in pornography need to be aware of that. And just like to ask his opinion on those two items.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Well, as long as man has been in the state of sin, the lust for sex, power, and money have been at the top of our list. And that seems to be unquestionable, especially when we see, like you mentioned, the pornography that's all around us, that's a click away on the Internet. Sadly, we have seen so many people leading double lives where they're respected in the community. Even policemen have been arrested for taking part in this. And, yes, if we would end the demand, the crime syndicate would go away for lack of demand, the same that we say with abortion. If we could end the need for abortion, if they couldn't make money from it, they would go away. It's a multi-step approach from a lot of different angles. And I think the church and individuals being educated and doing what they can in their communities could have a life-saving impact for those that they would touch.
And remember what Scripture says about evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived. And that's a whole lot wrapped up into this industry here, Brad.
Absolutely. You've described it to a T.
Our number is 800-733-9829. Terry is our next caller, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Terry, you're on the air.
Hi. I live near a park that is known to the rangers. It's a county park. It's known for its prostitution. And I've seen an old man with a very young boy walk into a men's room. And that men's room did not have a lock on it. I opened the door, and I was shocked to see what was going on.
We're not going to go into more detail than that. But, Brad, at what point, do we get involved with this then? I mean, does it behoove individuals to contact local authorities, local district attorney? What's important for us to know?
That's a perfect example of dialing 888-373-7888. You've got to be strong enough and brave enough just to notify the authorities. And the thing is that's all you need to do. If you quickly get on the phone and call that and explain what you've just witnessed, they'll be there in a very short period of time, probably, and then they will arrest the man, and I don't know if they can then maybe find the pimp who is marketing these children, but it looks pretty definitely that what you witnessed was an example of human trafficking.
Out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this incident happened a while ago, and I tried talking to people, and nobody would listen to me. So...
Well, this is an agency that is what they do, and it's called the Human Trafficking Hotline, Brad?
Right. It's a national hotline number where they will then connect your concerns and your information to the local authorities. And, they've got experience where they can, if there's one situation, maybe it doesn't warrant that, but they will be the ones to determine that. And in this case, it looked very clear-cut that that's what was happening. And it seems to me they would have had somebody there very quickly. So, Terry and whoever's listening, if you see anything like that, the first thing you need to do is pull out your cell phone and call that number.
Thank you, Terry, here for the call today. We're up against a break, so we'll take that break. And if you'd like to get online with us here today, our telephone number is 800-733-9829. If you have a question on this issue, a comment to make, our number 800-733-9829. Again, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of some downloadable information as well as a free DVD on the issue just after the break here as well. But get online with us here, 800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. Recently, one of our listeners sent me a magazine out of the Rochester, Minnesota area. It was advertising Women and Spirituality Conference. As I flipped through the pages of the magazine, it was nothing more than the promotion of Mother Earth worship, Gaia Earth worship, yoga, which means yoga union with a Hindu god, spiritual feminism, which says that God is really a woman. And this is really nothing new. In fact, Paul addresses this kind of feministic Gnosticism in Acts chapter 19, verses 23 to 27. The feminist Gnostic god, false god, that they were worshiping there in Ephesus was named Diana. We also might know her as the Queen of Babylon, Eleutheria, Artemis. Yes, I believe the one-world spirituality of a feminine god is growing, and it will lead to a woman that rides the beast, a false church in Babylon.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Brad Mattis is our guest from Life Issues Institute. We're talking about human trafficking and abortion. Folks, the website, lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org, and you click on the top scrolling panel there, Victims in the Shadows. When you do that, it takes you to an article that has a downloadable resource as well as requesting a free DVD. You click on the button there, you put in your name and address, the information, and they'll get that sent off to you, but it's lifeissues.org. Let's go to Warsaw, Indiana. We have Catherine calling in. Catherine, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have a question. Young people who are in groups like this that have been captured and are out in public are intelligent people. They're able to memorize numbers, phone numbers quickly. When they sense that they're in danger and they have for whatever period of time, they might like to see a number on the back of a person's car that would say the human traffic hotline. If you're, if you've been captured and you want escape, please call this number. Do you have any bumper stickers that you sell that you know of that a person can put on the back of their car? Or do you think this is not advisable?
Well, it certainly couldn't hurt to get that phone number out as widely as possible. Having that number alone and enough information on a bumper strip to tell people what to do with that number may be impractical. But, for instance, what Delta Airlines is doing is posting signs for victims to contact for help. Perhaps, and they're also doing that in the bathrooms, perhaps restaurants and other places of business could post that same thing in the stalls of their bathrooms or put them on the door for people who are coming in to have that opportunity. As I mentioned earlier, Satan and that industry thrives if we are silent. So we have to shout it from the rooftops if we have to, but make people understand what's going on around them and give them the tools and to react. And then we can thwart Satan and his minions.
Thank you, Catherine. Good question.
Yes, sir. Thank you for speaking with me.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Okay. Al is calling from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Al, you're on the air.
Jim, I want to commend you for being brave and courageous and man enough to address this topic. A lot of Christians like to hide from reality, and you're handling it in a very skillful way. But I want to say human traffickers deserve the death penalty. Mm-hmm. You got it coming. And they're pure evil.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Certainly evil is running rampant, and that's certainly Exhibit A. Thank you so much, Al, for your thoughts on evilness. Brad in West Allis, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. I just want to remind people that remember a few years ago when former President Obama turned many tens of thousands of felons back loose on society because they were deemed nonviolent?
Mm-hmm.
That just means they didn't get to use the gun they were carrying on them when they got pinched. I'm sure a lot of these felons aren't helping the matters any here. We got to remember to ask people like Tammy Baldwin and Chuck Schumer in his new suit what they have to say about this stuff. This thing is going on and on and on, and it has no end in sight.
Yeah, yeah. Anything legislatively do you see happening, Brad Mattis?
Nothing on the federal level, but it not being directly related to abortion, we don't monitor that as closely as other organizations might.
Mm-hmm.
A quick Google search probably would, or contacting your local organization. I think a lot of the legislation that will be done is done on the state level.
Thank you. Go ahead, Brad. Thanks for the call, Brad. Okay, Robert in Port Charlotte, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Listen, in my local paper, one of the officers in the sheriff's department was let go of his badge because he was having extramarital affairs in his car on duty. That's terrible.
And that's thank you for the call, Brad. And that's the thing that you pointed out is that this is affecting all walks of life, professional, blue collar, the educated, the uneducated. I mean, it's crosses all sorts of spectrums as far as the individual dynamics are concerned.
Yes, and what I've seen so far, Jim, is that there is no typical perpetrator who purchases these children. It could be anyone and everyone. Somebody that you hold up in high esteem in the community could be have a dark side. We don't want to assume everybody's holding that dark side and active there, but we do want to keep our eyes and ears open and use the common sense that God gave us to alert authority should we see something suspicious or out of place, as somebody mentioned.
Folks, again, I want to alert you to the downloadable resource that Brad Mattis at Life Issues Institute has put together, Victims in the Shadows, about protecting your child from human trafficking. I mean, when you look at that, they have five main points on that, and it develops those of starting the conversation, because if you don't, a predator may be waiting to do it for you. To be mindful of the company your children keep, to build up your children, to monitor their social media, to be praying for your children. I mean, these are practical steps, Brad, that parents can take as far as protecting their own children.
Absolutely, and we hear a lot from society that children need their own cell phones and their own trips to the mall and all of that, and that sounds very politically correct and progressive. But you have to stop and think, are we putting our children in harm's way? Are we making them vulnerable? So stay involved in your children's lives. Educate them and help them make decisions that will help protect them.
What final thoughts would you like to share with our listeners on this topic here today, Brad?
Well, just be aware, everyone, that this is around us. As one person from an airline said, it's happening under our noses, and it's so true. Pray for the victims. Be equipped. Get this downloadable resource. Watch the program, TV programs that we're offering, and then share this information with others. If you can, get your church involved. But dedicate, promise that you will be one who will watch your surroundings so that the life you may save may be somebody's child or grandchild, and maybe that's even your own someday. So be prayerful, be alert, and be educated.
Thank you, Brad, for exposing this issue and sharing the information with our listeners today.
Thank you, Jim.
Brad Mattis from Life Issues Institute. And again, folks, the website, lifeissues.org. Click on the banner, Victims in the Shadows. And on that article, you'll find where you can request a free DVD and a downloadable resource to give you very vital information on this issue. And I know that a number of stations across this country will be airing their radio special entitled Victims in the Shadows. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.